Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and we are here live tonight in the midst of a week of shows that have been pre-recorded for the most part at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and prior to that, Porkfest, the decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival that happened beforehand this year. Our very own Aria DiMezzo, Captain Kickass, I've heard Nikki, I've heard Nobody, who's back. And also, Peakless Mountaineer have been behind the microphones. They've had a handful of guests so far as well, but...
I think Penguin.
I don't know if I've heard Penguin. I don't think I have. I think he's been too busy over at his booth doing Penguin things. And let's see, what else? Dean and Bonnie here in the studio tonight, also joining us remotely.
It's Mark from Mexico City.
Yes, Mark in Mexico City. I don't know, Mark, have you been at all paying attention to anything coming out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this week?
Other than White dying, I'd say that's the big news right now.
Yeah.
I did see that RFK gave his speech, RFK Jr.
Yep, it is definitely worth talking about White Marriott, who was a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. He, I believe, moved to New Hampshire because he heard us on the radio, if I recall correctly. I believe that is his story, his sort of New Hampshire origin story. Longtime activist here, very talented balloon character guy. That was what he did as a profession. He would, you know, twist up cool balloon characters at parties. And I think there was a restaurant, a local restaurant here in New Hampshire that was sort of known for having him there regularly.
People would, he'd make balloon characters and people would buy him breakfast. So, you know, why not keep going back? He was very talented. I saw, not that I'm, a balloon animal aficionado or anything, but he would on his Twitter, what was it, balloon guy?
Twisted Latex.
Twisted Latex. He'd put his balloon creations up and say, I made a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And it always gave me the impression that he kind of invented this one himself.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this is true or not, but, I'd look at these things. I'm like, how the heck do you make that?
Yeah, I just looked, Twisted Latex, Free Talk Live, and he did say to me once on Twitter that he heard about the Free State Project in 2006 and came soon after
from Free Talk Live. So,
yeah. One time he made a octopus hat for my son Jack when he was quite young, and Jack just thought it was wonderful, you know, to have a little octopus balloon hat.
He really brought a lot of joy to a lot of people's lives, not just children. There were a lot of adults who really appreciated his work as well. Just an outstanding, talented individual who sadly passed away this week. He was what they call a seasonal renter at Rogers Campground, a very beautiful location where the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening as we speak. Seasonals are, it's a campground, it's in New Hampshire, so it's not allowed to actually be open during the wintertime, so it's only open during the warmer months. And so the seasonals are the people that have like a trailer or something there, or a permanent RV or something kind of, or semi-permanent parked there for a few months out of the year, basically. And so he was one of the lucky few to spend a portion of his year in the beauty of Rogers Campground. And Bonnie, we just got back from there yesterday. That's when we found out the bad news that was making its way through the campground. He had apparently had some issue with blood clots. By the way, he was not vaccinated. That wasn't the cause of his blood clots. Apparently, he had been having blood clotting issues since prior to COVID.
Yeah, and he had been saying on Twitter, like, the anticoagulant medicine has gone up 4 times in a month and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, is it because of the vaccines being dangerous and causing, like, way more people than normal to need these medications?
Right. So apparently some blood clot issues put him into the hospital, and unfortunately that is where he passed away. So we wish his family and his friends the best. I know they're going to have – they already had one kind of memorial event at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I believe there's another one scheduled for tonight. And they're going to have another one 2 weeks later in Manchester at the Quill, which is a Free Stater kind of gathering space for anybody that's not at Porkfest this week. So best wishes to him. Best wishes. I don't know if that's the right thing to say. Rest in peace, White. We'll miss you.
Well, best wishes to his friends that were there. Yes. I know that Bumps was right there when it happened, mm-hmm. and doing as she always does, making sure that everybody around is cared for as best she can.
If you're going to go, Rogers Campground is probably one of the best places to spend some of your last moments. And, it's just the beauty of that place. It's just absolutely spectacular. He did pass away in a place that he really loved and with people that he loved. So, you can die in worse ways, I guess, than that one.
Yeah, our friend came up to us and said, I don't know if you've heard the good and bad news. And we're like, we heard the bad news, the White died, so what's the good news? And he said, well, it's a celebration of life.
Indeed. And there's a lot of people that would want to have people's life celebrated rather than this sort of maudlin cry fest that in many cases happens when somebody passes away. I always lean on the side of let's have a party, let's celebrate this person and the positive impacts that they had on people's lives. And he definitely did. So let's go to the phones here. We've actually had a gentleman on hold since before we started the show. It's Renee in Louisiana. And then we'll get into something else that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival today, which is RFK Jr.'s appearance. But Renee, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a quick comment about that fella. You should have vote, cry, party. And I have a twisted mind. I believe that Big Pharma was taking advantage of as much as they could. That's why the price went up, because that's what they do. I could be wrong, though. Now, my subject is, I'm glad y'all leave me call, y'all. Sometimes these so-called right-wing stations don't let me talk too much.
Well, we're not a right-wing
show. The thing is,
we're an open phone show with a pro-liberty viewpoint that is not right-wing or left-wing.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
The thing is, I heard one of your guests said some comment about so-called woke and wokes, like they don't exist. And my thing is, it's a label. I mean, you call the Quakers because they made a lot of noise when they had their prayer service. You call the Reds because that's their flag, that's their political party, and that's what they identify with. The only reason I call, and I like the way that guest said so-called woke, because that's kind of how I feel about some of the individuals that call themselves woke, is because it's what comes out of their mouth. They don't say I'm now enlightened, I'm now refreshed, I'm now more open-minded.
Here's what I want to know is, do the people who are getting called woke these days, do they use that term to describe themselves? Or is woke
some
a term
do.
That...
Some do.
Well, I know that there were... So woke is sort of, like a lot of words, has had changes over time. In the 60s, I think, in the 70s maybe, it was something that was pretty much exclusive to the black community and did not mean what it means today. And now it seems to be thrown around mostly by right-wingers to describe people who are politically correct, who are just obsessed with political correctness. But does it
Can
actually...
Can I add a little more to
yeah.
this?
Mm-hmm.
I think because a lot of people we borrow a lot from black culture. That's one of the things. I think because a lot of the people in power or high profile or somebody heard it claiming to be woke, the ideas they were woke on is pretty much predominant in the left, so they decide to label the whole gang as woke.
Yeah.
That's how labeling works.
I appreciate the input on that, Renee. Thank you for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. Do you guys have any opinions about the whole woke thing?
I think it's a lot like what we used to call politically incorrect.
Politically correct.
Correct, right. Pardon me. I don't remember. Like, I don't know whether people call themselves woke or not. Somebody did at some point, and I don't know what they thought when they thought it. But there's certainly the things that are talked about when somebody is called woke, like the expectations of what they're going to think. Those things exist, right? So if you come up with a shorthand to label a type of thinking or a belief system or political action or whatever, it's unsurprising, right? Like, that's what we have to have one syllable to describe 100 syllables only makes sense. And obviously there's some people who are going to be, you know, caught in the wash. They maybe they think half of these things, but not all of these things. And, you know, this, that, and the other. So, you know, this is just the culture war that's been going on for a long time. The expectation that people are going to change their opinions quickly is ridiculous. I mean, that's not how that happens. People evolve at different paces, right? I mean, there was a time when I, here on the air, protested trans women being put in the shrine of female listeners. There was a time on the air here at Free Talk Live that we had a shrine of female listeners.
That's right, yeah, that's true.
Right? And I mean, to show you that a show that's been on the air more than 20 years goes through some evolution. Then, now, we have a junior partner who is a trans woman. And so, you know, like, to me, isn't that big of a deal. At this point, though, I will not use they, them pronouns, and I don't care what.
I don't think I ever will.
I mean, you know, that just shows we've gone too far. Yeah. But, you know, you gotta test boundaries to see what happens. I can make arguments in both directions here, and, you know, I mean, people who believe a thing aren't stupid. They aren't evil. They're just evolving, and they're evolving at a different rate than you are. And the best way to get your point across is to continue hold them in the light with the love that you've got and let them come to the conclusions they come to over time.
I think it's useful that the word exists because whenever I see somebody say, like, oh, this is woke about, like, just a black person existing, I'm just like, cool, I can avoid that person and they suck. It doesn't make any sense. They think that they have this word now, kind of like the word racism was used by the left, and it's also the same thing with groomers, and I said that on the show a long time ago. But woke is just, we'll call you this, and then it's, you're marred. It means that you're just bad. Like, the fact that the new Little Mermaid movie came out, and it wasn't pushing any crazy left-wing ideas. It wasn't annoying in any way. It was extremely good. It was better than the original, and I love the original. And the fact that the mermaid was cast as a black girl, and then that movie gets, like, canceled and called woke, that just reveals to me what the type of people who want to use that word and as a bad word actually are thinking. So, whatever. Just keep using it so I can avoid your businesses and such.
Yeah, I personally preferred politically correct. I thought it was, you know, better description of what it was that we were talking about.
But, like, even then, like, would you say that movie was politically correct? God, that movie's so politically correct. It didn't have any stupid political implications. The girl was just black.
Yeah, it didn't have, I would say, political implications. They did have, you know, what seemed like a bit of forced diversity in that particular film. The King Triton has all these daughters who
they all have different moms.
Of all different,
like, that doesn't happen
races
in real life.
Well, but, I mean, that's the obvious explanation, is that he makes his way around the whole sea and
they're
has had
from,
sex with a bunch of mermaids of different race or whatever.
It's what's literally said. He said, my daughter is from the seven seas, so why wouldn't they all look different? Every woman looks different in the different seven seas that he had a baby with.
Although at one time, don't they say that they all have the same mom or something like that? So that's kind of weird, but
they don't say that exactly.
No? Well, I think they did kind of explain it away, and it's not something that they really harp on or anything.
I don't remember whether we use the term politically correct to describe it, but I do remember an instance where Rush Limbaugh was employed by Monday Night Football at one point to sort of bring people in. And ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me if I get something wrong here. I am not an expert in football. But I believe the man's name was Warren Moon, and Rush Limbaugh said something to the effect of, "Does this quarterback get all the attention he gets because he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live, or because he's black?" And at the time, there had only been mostly white quarterbacks, and I could not tell you for the life of me whether Warren Moon was a particularly the fact that I can remember the guy's name would indicate that he is something special. But I couldn't tell you whether he was one of the 20 greatest quarterbacks to ever live or anything like that. I don't know the answer. But what I do know is that essentially when Rush was talking about it, the guys in front of him sort of agreed, but Rush was off by the next week.
Wow.
So, he stepped on the third rail of politics, which was to suggest that, that what was being said at the time as far as the guy's greatness, regardless of his race, well, he just couldn't do that, and so he was gone.
I just don't get why he brought up this story when it doesn't really make any sense with the Little Mermaid thing. The Little Mermaid was a fantastic movie. She's already a great singer.
It may very well be.
As far as like hiring somebody for the merit of being able to sing, she's already a successful singer with her sister.
Oh, was
like
she?
Huge hits, and everyone loves her. She's a good singer. She was a good actress.
I think that's all that really matters.
That's what I'm saying. It's like maybe the Mooney or Moon guy wasn't actually a good quarterback, and then people were just crazy about him because he was like the first black one they got to idolize, which I really don't see anything wrong with. It's like personality has a lot to do with being a star. Like maybe people really liked him because he was like they saw themselves in him and they were like, wow, like a black quarterback.
Who knows?
It doesn't
too
mean,
long ago to really remember.
It's not like, I mean, it'd be one thing if he got handed a trophy that said you are the best quarterback who's ever lived, and he was objectively not. It's another thing for people to love him.
If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. So that was just our caller there, but I wanted to get into what happened today at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I suspect we're going to hear more about this in a couple days from now when we get caught up, because right now we're behind on the Porkfest episodes by like one day, and it's going to get pushed back a little bit just due to Aria needed a little bit of time off, understandably. It's a pretty grueling schedule to be out there every single day in the heat, recording several hours of talk programming. So she's got the day off. And so the thing that happened today was probably the most controversial thing that went down at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, at least the most controversial in advance of what people are expecting. And that was that RFK Jr., the son of Robert Kennedy, he is running for president. He came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and gave a speech, which would normally be pretty unremarkable. However, it was the circumstances under which his speech was given that gave rise to the controversy in this case. So what made it particularly unusual is that they locked down the pavilion being the main location for speechifying at Porkfest. This is a place where it can hold probably a couple hundred people pretty easily, maybe a little more than that. And so they actually closed the garage doors of the pavilion. Normally this is a building that is wide open. Anybody can walk in from any of the sides because it's all open with the exception of the back of the building, basically. So you can come
in. It has to be open because it's hot in there.
It gets hot. No doubt about it. So you get the doors wide open. The wind's coming through there, and it's actually pretty decent during the daytime. And it's a nice place to give speech. That's where they had RFK today. However, the doors were closed. All doors with the exception of the small regular door, like a door that you would have on your house, just the one size regular door that they had on the side of the building. And they had a huge line of people that actually seemed to spread out in two directions. Seemed like a two-direction line. I think one line was people who had reservations or something, and the other line was just anybody that wanted to come in. I'm not sure how all that was working. But they had, you saw photos, Bonnie, earlier today. You pointed out Aria had taken pictures when they were getting this thing set up in the morning, and they had actual metal detectors.
Like you walk through a TSA or to go into a courtroom
right.
or courthouse.
So they had brought in metal detectors to, and it appeared that they had two of them, so I'm not sure where the second one was.
Not the fun kind
positioned.
That you look for a treasure with.
No, no, not that kind. And they had several, I don't know how many security agents, photos from inside of the actual venue showed that things had been changed. Now, I have not seen the full wide shot to really get a feel for it, but some of the closer shots showed RF Kennedy or RFK on stage, and then you could see there were like these big metal gates, metal barriers that you would see at like a concert or, you know, in the streets to block people from running into a parade or something like that. So these big heavy metal gates were blocking the stage. And that I have never seen before
at Pork Fest.
Any Porcupine Freedom Festival. You know, normally the stage is just like, it's like a step higher than, or maybe a few, two or three steps higher than off the ground, and anybody could, in theory, walk up there, but no one ever does.
It's like, that just shows what he thinks of himself. Like, my friend once said, like, Justin Bieber was in Salt Lake City, and she was like, oh my goodness, and she's from Germany, so this is her second language. She's like, oh my goodness, if I was there, I would seriously spring on him. She meant, like, jump on stage on Justin
Bieber.
There
are people like that. That's true.
Like, as if anybody's doing that to RFK Jr.
Well, I mean, I guess I can understand why this guy is afraid of these things from happening. I mean, he did have two of his family members murdered, allegedly, right, by the government. But that's kind of probably something that plays on his mind.
By the government, not by the Free Staters.
No, that's true.
Not by the libertarians who are openly peaceful.
Yeah, I think it definitely takes away from whatever
I don't know who necessarily killed JFK and RFK and JFK Jr. and those
didn't
kind
somebody
of folks,
come but, out on their deathbed and say that it was the CIA that
there's always been yes there's JFK. There's a lot of spooky stuff around the JFK assassination, but I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And you just said that's true, and I don't want to endorse you know, things that I don't know to be true.
Well, how about it's believable?
It certainly is.
So anyway, just like the whole imagery of putting up all these barriers, putting up the metal detectors, the security guards that are standing in front of the barriers, and the security guards outside shaking people down. I heard a rumor, I don't know if this was confirmed, that they were IDing people as well.
Oh, I did see people joking about, like, show me your papers, but I'm not sure if that was just a joke or joke based on actually happening. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, this of course, has never happened before at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that is what went down today. And then, of course, he actually gave the speech, which I've obviously not heard, don't intend to listen to, but I did see some posts from people who were in there watching this thing. And, of course, why anyone would want to go subject themselves to listening to a politician speak, I don't understand. But some people, I guess that's their idea of a good time. And so they went in there, and apparently, I'll try to pull up some of the highlights or lowlights.
I've got one here. Carlo Guericke, president of the Free State Project, says, as president, would you use violence to stop us, presumably New Hampshire, from seceding?
Yeah, it's a good question. We can talk about what his response was, if you want to call it that. Here in moments, the number 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. And maybe you saw the RFK speech or heard it today. This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to comment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. 7 people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. Tonight is the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Bonnie here, and with Mark Edge joining us from Mexico City. And I guess we got an update here from you, Mark, about Mexico City. You've been down there for some, a week now?
He's a real Chilango now. That's not an insult I learned yesterday.
I don't even know if he's there right now. I hear
here I am.
Some kind of noise in the background.
Mark, are you a real Chilango now?
No, I can't be. But I do have my, I do think it's great here in Mexico City.
Didn't we learn this week, Bonnie, that a Chilango, we actually ran into a guy from Mexico yesterday when we were at Pork Fest. Gonzalo, I think, something like that.
And he was from northern Mexico, but I asked him, is Chilango an insult to the people from Mexico City? Because I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, not anymore. It used to be, and now it's not.
I think what he said was, it used to be a term that they would call people who were in Mexico City but were not from Mexico City.
Yeah,
they had come in
from other
areas. That
would make Mark basically exactly that, if they were using it that way.
But that was the original definition of Chilango, and now it has simply become any denizen of Mexico City, as I understand it.
Yeah, I've asked over and over, because it sounds like an insult, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It just rolls off the tongue like an insulting word, Chilango.
Mm-hmm.
But the best I can tell, everybody here says, nope, it's not a bad, it's nothing wrong with it. I'm at Chilongo.
So, any updates from Mexico City there? I know you said there's been some volcanic activity.
Wow.
And it's been a little bit tough to breathe.
Yeah, the air quality is giving me a headache. I've had a headache off and on for the last week. And as much as I love this city, and I really think it's a great city, I'm going to have to keep an eye on the air quality when I return the next time.
Wow.
It is a really great city.
So how long is this expected to go on for, this volcanic action?
Well, it's been going on longer than you've been alive.
Really? So the city is it always this bad, or is it, you know, so does the volcano, it gets worse sometimes and then sometimes not so bad?
That's how volcanoes work, yes.
Where exactly is the volcano?
It's about 40 miles to the southeast.
Hmm. Okay. Does it matter then how the wind's blowing as well?
It's closer to the city of Puebla, if you happen to know where that is.
No,
yes, it does matter where the wind's blowing, absolutely. Okay. All these things matter. Plus, the fact that, you know, this is a city. This is the largest city in the Western Hemisphere, arguably.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got cars in it. And cars produce exhaust, especially here in Mexico. There's not as many regulations surrounding car exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they got smog sometimes.
All right. Anything else? You know, any stories you want to share from your last few days?
I just thought it was great, and it's don't imagine for a second it's all Mexican food here. They've got all foods from all over the place. One of the best Italian restaurants I've ever been to is here.
No kidding. Nice. Wait, is it run by Mexicans or actual Italians?
Nope, everything's run by Mexicans. there's got to be other folks running around here. You know, you can't guess the ethnicity of everybody.
There's
got
to be some Asians running the Asian places, right?
We just went to the ramen place. Nope.
No.
Just went to the ramen place. I think it was last night or the night before. And you walked in and they greeted you in the, you know, like this, did so this sort of Asian thing where they, you know, whenever somebody walked in the door, they made noises. And it was all, by the looks of it, all Mexican guys serving you ramen. It was specifically a ramen restaurant where you had to order on a big touch screen.
Wow.
I bet it's delicious.
And It was delicious.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really, really good.
Well, we found an actual Mexican restaurant in Epping, New Hampshire that is there's like two of them that exist in New Hampshire, and apparently it was started by real Mexican guys from northern Mexico, and they actually had Tacos Al Pastor, so I got a little taste of real tacos from down in Mexico.
And when we were at that restaurant, I saw, I'm going to probably say it wrong, everybody seems to correct me, but birria on the menu, and I was like, oh, Ian, do you know what that is? Have you had that? Because
No, I'd never heard of it.
I've eaten it in San Antonio, and I like it. And
it's kind of pork, right?
It's like shaved pork or pulled pork, and then you dip it in the sauce. You dip your whole taco
in
the
taco,
sauce. And anyways, but we hadn't ordered that. We already ordered something else, so I was like, oh, if I knew that was there, I might have gotten that. And then we went to the taco truck. These guys from Michigan.
It wasn't even a truck. It was at a taco tent.
The taco
at
tent.
Pork Fest.
These guys from Michigan at Pork Fest, and they had birria there, and we tried it, and it was so good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. One of them was a longtime Free Talk Live listener, too, which was really cool. We've met a few, actually several people who, you know how every year, Mark, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there's always a bunch of newbies. There's always a ton of people who've never been to this event, even though it's been going on for 20 years. There's just some people out there that, it's their first time making it, and we ran into multiple people who said, you know, thanks to Free Talk Live, you know, I found you guys on the radio or some other manner, and now they're visiting New Hampshire. Of course, some of them have made the move here as well, so it's always nice to see that.
If you're wondering why it's even noteworthy to mention the Mexican food we ate in the last couple of days on the radio, on national radio, it's because we live in New Hampshire. We don't always have access to amazing Mexican food, and we're jealous of Mark.
And we don't have big cities with big food options in a lot of cases. Plus, they tend to like food bland in New England, and so that's one of the downsides of living here. But every now and then you find some gems, and it's good to know about them.
I went to a hamburger place today for lunch, and then they just give you this little bowl of peppers from which you can take as many peppers as you'd like with a little fork.
Mm.
And I ate one of the peppers, and you know, Ian, I am not a lightweight when it comes to eating spicy food. And, you know, I'm probably not quite as seasoned as you, and certainly not as much as Aria, but this pepper was hot.
Do you know what kind it was?
Well, it was green and had a little red on it. That's all I can tell you. Okay. It wasn't jalapeno shaped.
Was it like
longer,
skinny?
Thinner.
Yeah, maybe skinny. It was a serrano?
I don't know the answer, but it was a longer and skinnier pepper, yes.
I think the difference, though, of course, is I suspect food is still a lot cheaper down there. We paid, what was it, $19 for three tacos al pastor? Like, I don't know, when we were in Acapulco, I think that would have been $5 or something. Oh, well, that was a few years ago. Have they had inflation hitting Mexico as well?
Yeah, Mexico City is a little more expensive than the places that you and I have been together in Mexico. And it's also, yeah, just inflation. Right now, it's about 16 pesos to the dollar. Mm-hmm. And that's as low as I've ever seen the dollar in Mexico.
Hmm.
So right now, it appears as though Mexico is doing a better job with its currency than the United States. But, you know, who knows exactly how that goes. I did get two tacos for $3, two, you know, thick, full tacos for $3.
That's amazing.
Nice.
That is the way to go. All right, so we were talking about Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., his speech at the Porcupine Freedom Festival today, which you had to disarm in order to get into. Now, they did have the speech available on, there's a radio broadcast going on at the campground, so people who still wanted to hear this guy... again, I don't know why you would want to listen to a politician who is inevitably going to lie to you because, well, that's what politicians tend to do. But there was, you know, there was a way to actually consume the speech without actually having to go there and disarm. So I guess good for them for that. But when he got up on stage, he's got a bunch of security. There's like these huge, large gates, the metal barriers that were blocking between him and the crowd. And Carlin Borschenko, at Dr. Carlin B. on Twitter, wrote a few things about it. She said that Robert Kennedy Jr. declined to support Defend the Guard, saying he needs to think about it. Defend the Guard, of course, for those that don't know, is a movement. It's national movement. I think it's stronger in some states than others. But the idea is to have legislation pass a state legislature and get signed into law in certain states, I mean, as many as possible, that would make it so that the National Guard or the State Guard or whatever could not be deployed in foreign conflicts without the express approval of the state government.
No, I thought it was without the, Congress, like U.S. Congress declaring
war. Oh, was it Congress? Thank you for that, Bonnie. Yeah, so Congress would have to declare war, which they haven't done since
like the 70s or something?
No, World War II.
50s? Oh.
World War II.
I thought it was the Vietnam.
So, yeah, almost, not quite 100 years, but, you know, 80 years since they have declared war. So the odds are they're not going to declare war, and that would keep the National Guard people at home. And so it's a pretty obvious, like, good bill for anybody that purports to be
an anti-war
individual, which is, of course, what people are saying about Robert Kennedy Jr. But yet, he did not openly support the bill, saying he had to think about it. Now, I mean, it's not an unfair thing to say, I don't know, right? Like, I'd rather have somebody say, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you, than to just come right out, you know, against something.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, it's also a cop-out answer in a lot of cases as well.
Like, why haven't you figured out your stance on things before you start running for president? Defend the Guard is pretty big.
Yeah, well, obviously you don't have to know the answer to every question you're going to be asked, but presuming that the person who's explaining it to you is explaining it accurately, why do you have to think about it so hard? Well, I mean, if you really are an anti-war person, why can't you say something like, I mean, and this is what I think an intellectually honest person would do, is who is truly anti-war, is they would say, well, if it's how you explained it to me, I would support that.
Sounds good, something
right?
Like that.
Like, you know, presuming, hey, I haven't read the bill, right? Because that's usually the cop-out. If you ask a politician a question about a specific issue, they'll say, well, I don't know, I haven't read the bill, so I can't make a decision about it. Or, I don't know if how it is or what it says, or, and they just kind of, even though you just told them what it says, even though you are personally familiar with the issue, that's why you're asking them about it.
Well, to be fair, you could be like lying or trying to shape things to look more like how you want it to look, and then they say, oh, I support that, and then all of a sudden people are like, RFK Jr. comes out again, or in favor of racist bill, or, you know,
yeah,
something within it he didn't know.
You could still just simply say, if it is as you've described, I haven't read the bill, but if it's as you've described, it sounds like something I would support. That would be something
right.
that I think would be an easy thing to do, because, like, why do you have to think about the idea of, should we deploy the National Guard at the whims of Congress? Any old time that we want it, or the whims of the president, any old time?
Well, I was going to say, because that's exactly what the National Guard's for, is to be deployed at the whims of Congress.
Not and, internationally.
Well, I think that, you know what, if Congress goes ahead and does, and actually declares war, which it hasn't done since, I think, 1942, then... At that point, I think the National Guard, you know, maybe we're talking about deploying the National Guard or something like that. The Army Reserve.
This bill would allow that to happen if they actually declared war. It just simply says if there's no declaration of war, these guys got to stay home. And it's not to say that they can't be deployed to go throw sandbags at a hurricane in Florida. I believe that is still something they could do under Defend the Guard. They just simply wouldn't be allowed to be sent to overseas without a declaration of war. This is not a crazy bill.
Iraq.
Right.
And there, at one point in Iraq, and it wasn't even one moment in Iraq. It was for a very long time in Iraq. There were more... reserves and National Guard than there were regular army on the ground doing things.
And these are people who were told it's a part-time job, and then all of a sudden they're over there full-time in Iraq, in the dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. So that's what this is. That's what inspired this legislation, right? And then here we are.
It sounds like pretty good legislation. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, when we were trying to get many states after the ruling by the Supreme Court. What was the Pfizer situation? We were just talking about it on air.
Kelo?
New London. Yeah, Kelo versus New London. They passed bills saying that that eminent domain could only be used under certain circumstances and restricted dramatically the use of eminent domain. And that seems like a good idea to me. Like, you know, as a person standing on a stage, look, I don't know everything about it. I'm generally against eminent domain, and I think it should be restricted. You know, like you can say something like that. Look, I don't know everything about the National Guard's deployment and how it could be, how this could be subverted, but I'm generally against the idea of regular working Americans being deployed as, you know, as a standing army into Iraq.
I want to go to the phones here. We got a couple of people on the line, including Gob, calling us on our SIP line, which is most people don't use, but it is there for you if you want to try it out. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com, follow the instructions there to get connected, and usually you sound better than a regular phone call. Go ahead, Gob. If it's working, which it may not be working for Gob at this time. Gob going once, Gob going twice. Let's try Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so RFK, he's kind of a mixed bag because he had publicly expressed his quote-unquote support for Israel in the context of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so...
But that's not a surprise, right? Like, the Israeli government seems to have every American politician in their pockets. I mean, whether you're on the right or on the left, got to support Israel and their oppression of the Palestinian people.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that tonight. Also about RFK, I heard him on, it was just like one of his campaign videos that he posted online recently. He was talking about the homeless problem. He was in Seattle or something like that where there's people just living on the streets in large numbers. And he said that the federal government can solve the homeless problem with vouchers, home vouchers that can be given out to homeless people. And he suggested that one could stop having wars and instead give the homeless money to rent houses, I guess, was what his suggestion was. And, yeah, I'm fine with stopping the wars, but I don't think the government is going to be able to...
We'll talk another 2008 because a bunch of homeless people can't pay off their loans or whatever.
Well, they wouldn't be buying houses. They would be renting. They'd get, like, rental vouchers. What were you saying, Mark?
Yeah, well, let's stop, destroying the value of Americans' money with foreign adventures and destroy the value of American money is with domestic adventures.
Yeah, I'm really tired of people representing this guy as some libertarian. And surprisingly,
I don't think they do that, Ian.
The Libertarian Party recently was.
Yes, they really do. It's ridiculous. Like on Twitter, people have been like, people who are normal libertarians who are attending the pork fest and everything have been saying things like, this is the most libertarian candidate, and he's not even a libertarian.
They claimed he was more libertarian than the last two libertarian presidential candidates.
All I would say regarding that is that I never thought of him as libertarian.
Not at all.
Some of the things that he said is interesting. And if I had to pick between some of the crooked old perverts that I've been offered in the recent past, then I might very well take RFK Jr. simply because it's really hard to get anything done in Washington.
Good thing you don't have to pick a crooked old pervert.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, in a Democratic primary, I would agree on that. Although, as far as him being the president, I mean, he's going to do as many horrible things as the rest of them. And I didn't mean to clear my throat like that. I actually got a little stoned and forgot I was on the radio, and I cleared my throat. Okay. Something horrible. And
well, thank you for the call tonight, Tim. I appreciate hearing from you.
It was louder.
No, you're fine. Let's continue here. Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Brother Mark, Miss Bonnie.
What's on your mind tonight?
No doubt. Well, and maybe this might even be a little interactive. Mark actually caught my interest. You know, a lot of people have been saying about me running for office again. And that was part of the demise of Ricky from the Commonwealth at the beginning of 18. I just made too much of an impact. But see, here's how this is going to be. You know, I just moved, so I got to wait a little while. Now I'm going to officially announce my candidacy in 25 for 26.
What are you running for?
Representative of District 189.
Okay, so state representative?
No doubt. The only thing that interests me because, I bop and pop too much. I don't want to be close to the people. Plus, of course, I want to blow it away. Now, if anybody's interested in what this is going to be like.
Now, are you going to be up against, do you think, the incumbent, the person who's currently in the office? Do you think they're going to run for re-election?
Oh, I think she'll get re-elected. She used to be mayor. You know, Rosemary's gone. She's now closeted away in the Senate, hopefully for only one term.
And you're going to run as a Democrat?
The Confederate Democrat.
Yeah, don't have a party called the Confederate Democrats. So are you going to run as a Democrat?
Oh. I will, but I will be prominently the Confederate Democrat.
And is the current person in the office a Democrat?
She is, and I spoke to her once. Now, the thing with her is she's 3 years older than me. She used to be mayor of a town, which I'm not going to say right now. But I will say this. She's now representative of that district. I spoke to her once. We don't see eye to eye on the right to bear arms. Yeah,
you are a blind man, so, I mean, that makes sense.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I don't care about being blind. When I win, I'll
You know, it can
out.
Help you, I think. I think the fact that you're blind is probably going to be something that may get you some news coverage just because it's unusual to have somebody.
Well, this time I'm not going to be playing, Ian. I will have rallies in 2025 with rock and roll. I didn't pick my interest music, the Confederate version of the Battle Cry of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot of stuff going on before I even announce it. I'm going to have a pre.
Can you have, like, smoke and fireworks when you come out with your leather duster?
I don't know about that, Mark.
Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Yeah, I'm imagining like a WWE wrestler coming out from the back into the
Undertaker.
The yeah.
Won't all the Yankees from Pennsylvania who are in the union wonder why you're running as a Confederate Democrat and all this emphasis on the Confederacy?
I got my finger on the people. I've been talking about quite a bit, plus people saying to run again. You know, that's the answer
here.
How
do you talk to people? I mean, do you go out and, like, just hit the streets? How are you connected?
And you know what? That's going to be part of my pre-campaign. But see, this time, before November, we have a municipal election coming up. I will have my name being changed. And then I will be Ricky from the Commonwealth this time. And I will be on that ballot.
So just to clarify, you're going to change your name legally to Ricky from the Commonwealth. So middle name from.
No doubt, as I promised.
First name Ricky, last name. The Commonwealth, or would from the
first
be the middle name,
Ricky, middle name from the last name Commonwealth. Right. And when I win, I will be Representative Commonwealth.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. What? Good luck, man. The number
I heard Sarah is changing her name to Sarah, middle name from, last name New Mexico.
No. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So Robert Kennedy Jr. on the stage, a very restricted stage at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival today. According to a post from Dr. Carlin B. on Twitter, Carlin Borshenko, she said, Robert Kennedy Jr. has said he would pardon Assange and Snowden. So that's good news. But then he said he would look into Ross Ulbricht, but hasn't done so yet. Now, this was a question that was asked of him at the Bitcoin conference that happens in Miami every year. There's a big Bitcoin conference down there, and it just happened a few weeks ago. Robert Kennedy Jr. was there pandering to the Bitcoiners, of course, and he wasn't willing to pander far enough to where he would say that he would pardon Ross Ulbricht. For listeners that don't know, Ross is the founder of the Silk Road.
He's hasn't he had time since this question to figure out, like, what is up with Ross Ulbricht?
Investigate it? I guess he would say he's busy, right? He's making a lot of campaign stops and campaign appearances.
Well, you have somebody that works for you that writes things down and is like, hey, you need to figure this out. Here's some information, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but apparently he hasn't looked into it, so currently has no answer on Ross Ulbricht, and the best he can say is he'll look into it. He'll consider it. And then, apparently, on stage at this event where his security disarmed everyone who wanted to come in, he said to, I presume, a question that was asked, he said, quote, I'm not going to take away anyone's guns as president of the United States, unquote, but then went on to say that we need to figure out how to deal with school shootings. So he's not going to take your guns away, but he took them away to come see him speak.
Yeah, just on the campaign trail.
How are you supposed to take this guy seriously?
Well, I think that it makes a reasonable amount of sense that somebody might not, the presidential candidate might not want a bunch of guns there. And if they're big enough, then they've got Secret Service. I don't know if he does or not.
I don't know.
He had some security looking people just like walking around the front, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, taking guns, if you don't like it, don't go, I guess is what I'd say.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can't even believe anything he says anyway. I mean, he says he's going to pardon Assange, but if he gets elected and then doesn't, it's not like you can sue him.
Didn't Trump do that?
No, Trump did not do that. He should have, because he complimented WikiLeaks before he got elected. Hour number two is coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.